Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, June 6th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1234. Human activities were responsible for 92% of the warming observed in 2023, Earth's hottest calendar year on record. May was the 12th consecutive month to set a monthly global average temperature record, and over the past year, global temperatures averaged 1.6 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Over the next 5 years, there's a 90% chance that Earth will set yet another record for its warmest year. The director of the Copernicus Climate Change Service said it is shocking but not surprising that we have reached this 12-month streak, adding, while this sequence of record-breaking months will eventually be interrupted, the overall signature of climate change remains, and there is no sign in sight of a change in such trend. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres added, "Our planet is trying to tell us something, but we don't seem to be listening." Moving on, a federal judge ordered Steve Bannon to report to prison on July 1st to begin serving his four-month prison sentence for contempt of Congress in 2022 after defying a subpoena from the January 6th committee. The subpoena was related to his involvement in Trump's efforts to overturn his 2020 presidential loss to Biden. After the hearing, Bannon promised to take his conviction all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to, claiming without evidence that the DOJ was shutting down the MAGA movement, shutting down grassroots conservatives, shutting down President Trump. Bannon, who will be behind bars until just before the November election and unable to continue his podcast, added, "There's nothing that can shut me up and nothing that will shut me up. There's not a prison built or a jail built that will ever shut me up." And finally, an Israeli airstrike killed at least 40 people, including women and children, when it struck a school operated by the United Nations for displaced Palestinian refugees in Gaza. The IDF claimed that its forces launched a precise strike targeting a group of roughly 30 Hamas militants, claiming that Hamas was using the three classrooms as a base inside the UN school. And despite footage showing bodies wrapped in blankets or plastic bags being laid out in lines in the courtyard of the hospital, an Israeli military spokesperson said he was not aware of any civilian casualties resulting from the strike. The Biden administration, meanwhile, also said it does not have independent verification of what exactly occurred, but said it is talking with the Israelis to try to get a better understanding. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.